Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Well, hello everybody, and thank you for tuning in and listening to us. My name is Mickey Cockrell, and I am the marketing manager for National Cybersecurity Center, and we are just so grateful to be on the podcast today. So a huge shout out and thank you to New Cyber Frontier. This is awesome and really exciting. And today I'm actually joined by one Thomas Holt Russell, the Cyber Education Program Manager at National Cybersecurity Center. And we are excited to just dive into the Cyber Education and Student Alliance program here at National Cybersecurity Center. A little bit about myself. So as I said, I'm the marketing manager for NCC. So I've lived in the Pikes Peak region for just about 24 years now. And I have just been collaborating with several folks, nonprofit and startup organizations here in the Pikes Peak region, Better Business Bureau, Reach Pikes Peak. And I just love Colorado. And but we're not here to talk about myself today. We're here to talk to our guest of honor, Thomas Russell, today. And Thomas, I would love to just hear a little bit about yourself, your history, you know, how you made it to NCC. Who are you, Thomas?
Well, sure. My career in information technology started out in the military. I was in the Signal Corps. The Signal Corps is like the IT section of the Army. And so I started out there, and the military was a very good training ground because I had a chance to look at a vast array of different technologies, even cutting-edge technologies. I was actually in the military when some of the things that we know and love now was first tested out, and I was part of that testing. The first GPS system, that was one of the things that we worked on. The internet itself, before it was turned over for public use, I had an opportunity to work there in the 7th SIG Command right there in at Fort Ritchie, Maryland. So I had a chance to kind of grow up side by side when the industry was pretty young, and watched the changes, you know. So after the military, I retired from the military, and I worked at Time Warner first as a network analyst, and then as a contingency planning manager for the data center, and I worked there for a number of years before I decided that I think I want to do something else. I always felt a need to do something for my community, and the answer for me was becoming a teacher.
Wow.
So I wanted to become a teacher. I thought that was like the best way for me to directly impact the things that I've seen that I thought that would need to be changed. And so that's what I did. I resigned my position at Time Warner up in Littleton, and I went back to school for my master's degree, and I started teaching.
Wow.
I taught for about 10 years, you know, because I came into teaching late, so it wasn't a whole bunch of years that I was going to, you know, actually do that. So I knew it was going to be a relatively short amount of time, so I reached a certain point, and I said, I'm going to retire from teaching, so I retired from teaching. And it just so happened at the same time that I retired, it was an opportunity that some people in the NCC let me know about and asked me, was I interested? And to be honest with you, what I do in the NCC is like an extension of what I was already doing. It's just a little bit different than being in a classroom. But it is the same thing, because I want to work for the community. I want to make improvements in people's lives. I want to introduce them to cybersecurity and other IT fundamentals to improve their lives. They, you know, hopefully they will get into the workforce for adults and for the students, to introduce them to cybersecurity. And since it's a growing field, I think it's important for people like me and other organizations to help out, to educate people so we can fill that gap, you know, between what's the jobs available and train people to fulfill those jobs.
Wow, very cool.
We'll be with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors.
Land, sea, air, space, cyber. It's a domain, it's a place, it's a location. We've got to learn to operate there. You've got an awful lot of energy, entrepreneurial, technological, educational energy, not just in government, but in the private sector, in organizations like NCC, that are going out there, creating alliances, creating connective tissue between different elements of our society as we all learn how to deal with this new domain.
You are running the NCC Student Alliance, but I have to give a timeout. What even is a Student Alliance, Thomas?
Okay, really good question. The Student Alliance was conceived as being a CTSO, Career Technical Student Organization. That would be your organization such as DECA and FBLA and things like that. The object of a CTSO is to train kids of how to be professionals once they leave high school, in college, and beyond. So they are introduced to a bunch of soft skills that they would use in a work area, but also technically they would have a competition, and it's all sorts of competition, and from everything from healthcare to technology. And it's great because those competitions, they get a chance to meet people, and they get a chance to grow, they get a chance to be professional and know what it's like to be in the real world. And that training is great to prepare them for the workforce and beyond. So the one thing about the CTSOs, even though they did have some cyber events to compete in, CTSOs do not train. Like, they don't give training materials. They don't have courses and classes. And we always thought, like, wouldn't it be a great idea to have a CTSO, but for only cybersecurity? There are other technical CTSOs, but none dedicated solely to cybersecurity. So what we strive to do at the NCC is to make the Student Alliance the first cyber CTSO that's dedicated strictly to cyber. And in doing this, we'll be able to reach much more students. We'll have our own cyber competition. Some of that now, of course, is going to have to be virtual. But they're going to learn skills. They're going to get opportunities to receive grants for college and training and certification. So all of these things is what the Student Alliance is about. And the student that would join would get all of these benefits, you know.
Sure,
This is something good.
Well, what exactly happens in a Student Alliance?
Okay, well, the first thing is we reach out to the schools, administrators, and the teachers. It trickles down to some of the STEM teachers, CTE, Career Technical Education teachers, CTE teachers, and I talk to those teachers, and we present them with curriculum. The curriculum that we present them with leads their student to certification in A+, Network Plus, IT Fundamentals, and Security Plus. And it's not just for high school; it's for middle schoolers too. So middle schoolers also would get a chance to become certified. So with that training and my partnership with other organizations throughout the state and you know throughout the country, the students are put in a situation where they had all the resources that they need in order to get into the cybersecurity field. Mm-hmm. So that's the main thing. We are still working on a statewide and national competition. Mm-hmm. We already have certain things in the works, but things are going to have to be changed due to the pandemic. So that competition will look something like a nationwide Capture the Flag event, where we would have a big invite for students and schools to join. So with this constant engagement back and forth throughout the entire middle school and high school years, we know that studies show that that constant engagement and success in the competition is what builds people's interest and engagement in cybersecurity.
Very cool. So tell me.
Stop for just a second. I just want to adjust Mickey's camera just a little bit.
How am I doing? I'm doing okay?
You're doing great.
Okay.
Your picture quality and sound quality is all real good, too.
Good.
That's better. Thank you, Nicky. Go ahead.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You're at about 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's good.
Good. That is good. So Thomas, tell me about, what are some of the benefits of being part of a student alliance?
I think the major benefit besides introducing a student to a cybersecurity is the fact that we are one of the very few programs that offer certification through our program. Many companies, I'm going to say this first. Having a degree is never a bad idea. But the fact is there are certain students that, you know, may not be ready for college right away, at least, but they might be very skillful in what they do. If you can compare it to a car mechanic, if a student learns how to and loves how to work on cars and does it very well, and he can get certification as a mechanic, there's no use of him taking 4 years of college that's not going to directly relate to what he's doing. Now, if he did get a college degree, this mechanic, then that's not a bad idea either, because again, it's not bad. You know, getting a college degree is never a bad thing. So the Student Alliance will also help those students who maybe they are into technology, but they don't have to go to college at this point. You know, some people are more suited for college after a certain amount of years, as opposed to, you know, going directly from high school to college. And it's been my personal experience. There are students that that could go into, after they get their certification, they can go directly into the workforce without having that degree, you know, right away. So, you know, if you can have a professional ball player that's 17 to 18 years old, or you can have, you know, mechanics or even an entertainer with certain skills, you're not going to, it would seem kind of weird to send them to college at a certain point. You know, they can do it later. So it's the same thing with technology sometime. We cater to some of those people who may not be ready for college, but who are very skillful in what they do. And I would always encourage everyone, no matter what background you have, to sometime in your life get a college degree. It's just a good thing. Mm-hmm. The more knowledge we have, the more education we have, I think, it, you know, not to be corny or nothing, but I just think it makes us a better country.
Yeah, absolutely. Thomas, I'm curious, how long does it take to actually become a member of the Student Alliance?
And as long as it takes to go online and sign up.
That's it.
And that's it. Wow. Normally, it starts out with the teacher. The teacher would sign up, and then he would she would have their students sign up also. After they sign up, they can reap the benefits. The immediate benefits of signing up for the Student Alliance is they're going to have access to free Cisco training, and there's going to be the possibility of getting the other additional training that I use with a third party called Test Out. So they would immediately get training that they would not had been able to get if they wasn't a member of the Student Alliance, and that would be the Cisco Plus. What's great about it is on my website, I have courses for people who don't know anything about computers or technology or cybersecurity, and they can get started right away with the introduction courses, introduction to cybersecurity, introduction to networking, and those type of things. So it's the training, which is the big advantage.
We'll be with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors.
Security Services are your cybersecurity experts with decades of experience providing professional training services for our clients in various industries. We offer professional training and certification in areas of cybersecurity, safety, health, and environmental services at our academy. Our in-person and online training provides a collaborative environment where students can interact directly with instructors through live chats or in private classrooms. Visit MurraySecurityServices.com for more information.
Is the Student Alliance technically a school?
It's not. I would say it's an educational organization. I wouldn't say it was a school, but we do provide services, and we have things in the works for the future where we will be actually doing some of the teaching also. We have camps. I guess we can get to that later. That might be another question on there. But but those are the kind of instructions we have. Mm-hmm. We have adult education. And we also do camps. We do more cyber camps. We are doing more cybersecurity, cyber patriot camps this summer than any other place in the country.
Wow!
So we having 7 camps altogether. Nobody else is having that many camps. So we have pretty good engagement with the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned adults as well. What are all the age groups that are involved in the Student Alliance?
Okay, for the Student Alliance, I'm concentrating on middle and high school right now.
Okay.
That kind of extends to middle school and adults. So it's like from preschool to middle age, I guess, because those are the actual people that we touch. Mm-hmm. We have elementary school engagement that we do every year. We go to the various elementary schools to teach them or introduce them to cybersecurity. Of course, we have the middle school, who we one of the few people that give middle schoolers opportunity to become certified. And of course, we have the high schoolers, and then we have the adults. And when I say adults, these are people who could be, you know, just out of high school, or they could have been out of high school for 30 years. Mm. But well, they might want to make an improvement in their life by learning a new mm-hmm. skill and going into a new area. And what better area to go in than an area that's projected to have a great shortfall of professionally trained people.
Yeah, no
so,
care.
So we help those people by training them and getting them out there.
Right.
And additionally, we also have a program where we train teachers, you know. So teachers,
wow.
Many teachers are reluctant to teach cybersecurity because that's not their background.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to have twice a year, and we're going to have one soon. I don't have a date yet because everyone is just getting back after mm-hmm. the pandemic. But we're going to have another date where we train the teachers on how to teach cybersecurity to give them confidence.
Wow.
To teach this in their school.
So there are just so many resources that I feel like this would all take. Are the resources all provided?
For us, the resources presently, it consists of grants and those sort of funds to do everything that I just talked about. As we move on and we become a full-fledged CTSO, that's going to change. We will have We'll have membership fees and dues just like any other CTSO. But what we're going to be able to offer them is going to be way beyond whatever they would pay us for membership dues and fees. And we're going to have to be self-sufficient, self-reliant upon ourselves instead of depending on grants. And we're working towards that also. But right now, as we are still growing and building our program out, we depend very much on like-minded communities and organizations to help us deliver the services that that we have.
And so are there any other student alliances in Colorado?
No. There are CTSOs. There are CTSOs that deal with IT, but none, like I said, dedicated to that.
Okay.
And so in this case, we are very, very unique. Now, across the country, if you do a research, there are other organizations that provide sort of like the same services we provide, but none of these organizations are as comprehensive as our educational program and the Student Alliance. They tell you that they're going to build these things, but from what I'm seeing, many organizations don't have all of the things. I can pick out individual parts of our program that, you know, many people provide, but when you look at everything and everything that's under our umbrella, there's no other organization that provides that sort of thing.
I'm curious, so break it down for me. How is the Student Alliance related to National Cybersecurity Center?
Well, the National Cybersecurity Center has always been dedicated to being a hub for community information and to help individuals and organizations come into cybersecurity, because like I said, we have a shortage, and part of that community process is always going to be education. Education is like it was a natural fit for for what we want to do for the community, and engagement and involvement and awareness. So the education portion is just a natural fit. I don't know if we could even have an NCC if we didn't have the educational component, because to me that is the key to everything that we need to do in the future.
Yeah.
So the educational program, along with the voting initiative and the smart cities and Space ISAC, to me all that is working towards the same goal, getting people in the right place. And I'm gonna say this too, and you know, so many people, so many companies that I know who are also doing the same thing. One thing they always mention is the fact that, and it's a truth, it's a truth, that cybersecurity people make really good money. You'll never hear me say that, even though if someone asks me, I tell them, oh, absolutely. And the reason why I don't say that, because I think being in cybersecurity has a more profound and deeper meaning, because this is something that we need for our country. You know, many people join the military. Of course, the money is good compared to certain jobs out there, but they feel that they have a certain commitment to help, you know, their country. I want them to feel the same about cybersecurity. It just so happens that it also pays well, but it's just like a doctor. If I had a doctor and I asked this person why did she become a doctor, and she tell me because doctors make a lot of money, you know, not saying that she can't be an excellent doctor. She probably could be, and maybe is. But if another doctor tells me they're doing it just because they want to help people, that's the doctor that I want.
Yeah,
you see. And so when I talk to people for cybersecurity, I want them to look at something a little bit beyond just making money. Because if making money was my major goal, I would have stayed at Time Warner instead of cutting my salary in half by becoming a teacher. And that's basically what I did to become a teacher. I cut my salary, and it actually was more than half. And I can tell you right now, that it was the best professional decision I ever made, and I never look back. And if I get those kind of people that are committed to make that kind of commitment, as opposed to I just want to make money. No, it's more than that. Our country is in danger. You know, we are being attacked all the time. We need soldiers. We need soldiers. When I say soldiers, I'm talking about cybersecurity professionals to help defend against that. So I never go on the money angle. And you know, teenagers, if you know, they don't really, they know that a lot of money is great, but if I tell them a lot of money, to them, $30,000 is like, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not ringing true just to me to do that angle. So I never talk about the money. I'm talking about the commitment to your country and your community, and this is something that's not only going to help you and your family, but guess what? It's going to help everyone else that would come under that, which would be everybody, because all of us are online and need to learn how to protect our data.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm going to go a little off script, but how do you know if cybersecurity is the right field or right fit for you?
The analogy I use is chess. Everybody think that chess is boring because they don't know anything about chess. They never play chess. They just look at people play it. They think that way all the way up until they actually play chess, and then they realize, like, whoa,
this is fun. Going on.
This is fun. This is fun. This is not a boring, because you have to, you know, you have to have patience. You have to have strategy. You have to think. It gives you time to sit back and contemplate stuff, and that helps you with everything else. Some people think that cybersecurity people are a bunch of nerds that sitting around computers. It, you know, it's not like that. And once they get into it, it's hard to pull them away from it. You know, you have to actually pull them away because they want to solve these problems. Because what cybersecurity is at a certain level is solving puzzles. So, you know, something happened. Somebody, you know, came into your system. You got to find out how. And you might even admire that person for being so stealth, but you're going to catch that person. And that's where the gaming portion comes in.
Interesting. So you were talking a little bit about, you know, the money earlier, which kind of leads to this next question. I'm curious, what is the actual cost to be a part of the Student Alliance?
At presently, while we're still building, there's very little cost for teachers to join. I haven't established teachers to pay dues at this moment. I just want them to join because I want as many people as possible so I can spread this out. After we get to be pretty big and might be a little bit unwieldy, we'll have to have extra people to help support you know, a large membership. And so right now, the Student Alliance is free, and everyone should join while they can. And even when we do get to the point where we start charging, it's still going to be, like I said, it's going to be worth the money. I give them way more than the price of membership. And when I say the price of membership, it's only going to be about $15 a year or something like that.
Wow.
And that's what most CTSOs is between $15 and $30 a year. But what you get out of that is worth much, much more.
Yeah.
And just the exposure to something like cyber security is worth it.
I mean, that's incredible. That's just pretty much two cups of coffee for an entire year for everything.
Yeah, you know, sometimes sometimes free doesn't always work because people don't have the commitment. However, I just want them to be introduced to it first, and then once they are hooked, then it's going to be worth it to had let them get some of that material because it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off later.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, you know, the money portion, because everything costs money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the money is well spent, and I'm thinking that what we have would allow people with low income to be members of our organization. I don't want to have an organization that would exclude people because they charge too much.
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely defeat the purpose. But at the same time, you can't give everything away free. They have to make a certain commitment on their part.
Right.
And some people do, and you know, honestly, some people don't. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to do what I feel is the right thing to do in order to move on.
Yeah, absolutely. So if myself or anyone listening or viewing wanted to join the Student Alliance, how would they go about that?
They would go to they would simply go to the website, our National Cybersecurity website, and you'll see a drop down menu for the educational portion, and they can look at the webpage and read the information, look at the pictures and videos that we have there, and they can get a good idea of what we do.
Very cool. Easy as that. cyber-center.org.
Absolutely.
So, you know, let's say I go through the Student Alliance, or any of our viewers, listeners, or their kids go through the Student Alliance. Is that something they can put on their resume?
Well, now I'm going to be totally honest. If they put on their resume now, somebody might say, well, what's the Student Alliance?
And they have to listen to this podcast.
But you're right. in the future, sure. I want the Student Alliance to be the face and name of cyber education.
Wow.
And so if someone was a member of the Student Alliance and they have a part of the application, what organizations you belong to,
mm-hmm.
when they put the Student Alliance, it's going to mean something. Yeah, and because everybody's going to know what the Student Alliance is.
Right.
So that is the major thing. So, and that's a big thing, you know. And like I said, there are so many other resources that people can have besides the NCC and the Student Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Sorry. Nope. You're at the end of your time.
No worries. We're actually almost done.
Okay.
Yeah, so just
okay.
Like,
and my name, sure. My name is Thomas Russell, and I want to be your president.
I'm going to ask you one last question because we're getting to the end of our time right here. And then we'll kind of wrap up. But I'm curious, Thomas, you know.
You're maybe curious? I'm Thomas. Glad to meet you.
Thomas Holt Russell, everyone.
It's a dad joke. I know.
Thomas is dead. And a grandpa. So really quickly, if you could just sum up in, let's say, 30 seconds, Thomas, what do most people not know or misunderstand about a Student Alliance? A good closing statement.
Well, I would say if someone didn't know anything about the Student Alliance, I would just simply tell them it's a way to your future.
Well,
it's a way to ensure that you are trained to have a job that's sustainable well into the future for future technology.
That's awesome. Thomas, I want to thank you so much for joining me and taking the time to chat about the Student Alliance. And I want to thank everyone for listening to us today. We really appreciate it. Again, my name is Mickey Cockrell, and we are with National Cybersecurity Center. If you would like any more information, just go to cyber-center.org or follow us on social media. We'd love to continue the conversation with you. And to NCF, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert. Just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.